This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Dateline, Indianapolis, Indiana, the Carrier plant there, 3 p.m. or so Eastern time today.
Companies are not going to leave the United States anymore without consequences. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
President-elect Trump, as we've known for a day or two now, has done a deal with Carrier to keep slightly less than half the jobs the air conditioning and furnace company was going to send to Mexico here, about 1,000 in all. Very much carrot and stick, as that quote implies, the stick you just heard. Plus, he also said he was going to tax companies at the border. The carrot for Carrier is $7 million in Indiana state tax breaks and other incentives over 10 years. But the overall idea that more manufacturing jobs are leaving this economy than are staying is a familiar script. Marketplace's Annie Baxter gets us going.
It's been a really tough decade and a half for manufacturing in the United States.
Over that time, we've basically had two recessions. Each one cost the sector about 3 million jobs.
That's Josh Bivens with the Economic Policy Institute. He says some of the job losses have to do with the trade imbalance, demand for cheaper foreign products exceeding demand for American-made ones. Trade deals have also set the table for more outsourcing. A growing share of work is automated. And bucking those trends by adding jobs is not really part of the game plan, according to Jerry Davis, a management professor at the University of Michigan.
Companies don't have incentives to create jobs just to create jobs. They only create jobs as an investment in making money.
Davis says the market doesn't value keeping jobs and paying a workforce well, so there's not a lot of incentive to do so. Harvard University business professor Gary Pisano sees that sometimes as well.
I think a lot of companies, unfortunately, view the workers as a liability and see the cost.
Pisano says some firms get trapped in the short-term game of boosting profits to appease investors, and offshoring jobs is one way to do so, but that can be short-sighted.
It can appear that you're going to save a lot of costs, but maybe you're not. You know, maybe over the long term, you're going to lose certain kinds of capabilities that you need to adapt and to innovate.
Still, Pisano says most companies that were going to offshore have already done so. The bigger factory job killer these days, he says, robots. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.